It started about 3 years ago under the auspices of Transport Canada when rules were made that you couldn't just fire off expired flares on Canada Day or May the long weekend. And the authorities, the safety and law enforcement authorities, were not in a position to collect them anymore. So an arrangement was made with CIL, Transport Canada, and local marinas who sell the flares to have a day where they would accept expired flares. And these flares are gathered at marina dealers and packaged up and shipped off to CIL in Quebec for proper disposal and safe disposal.
Boaters know there's an expiry date on the flares, or do they?
Well, the boaters know that who have flares, boaters know that they expire. The date that's on the flares themselves is the month and year of manufacture.
Okay.
And boaters, most of them should know, all of them should know, that 4 years from the date of manufacture, the flares are considered expired.
What is the concern about those expired flares?
Certainly, the vast majority of them will continue to function for many years. People who have not disposed of their expired flares in the past just keep them, and if they get into trouble, they can certainly try to use them. However, I believe the Transport Canada Department is concerned that as the flares age, they will no longer function in the case of a disaster or a problem. Certainly, some folks have had flares that are 20 years old on their boats, and we've seen some recently, and there's no guarantee that they'll work. So it's important that every boater have the required number of current flares on their boat, depending on the boat's size.
So the concern is not that it may go off by itself for some reason because it's overage. It's just the safety concern that it may not work when you really need it to.
That's exactly right.
As you mentioned, you can't light them anymore to dispose of them. You're not supposed to anyway. You're not supposed to throw them in the water. You can't just throw them out in the regular trash. That's why we have this special day.
Exactly right. It's this coming Saturday, June 17th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Lefroy Harbor Marina. You don't have to be a customer of Lefroy Harbor to bring your flares in. Anybody with expired marine flares can show up, check in, and have us collect their flares for proper disposal. And the booth for collecting the flares is manned by the Barry Squadron, which is a unit of the Canadian Power and Sail Squadrons. And it's one of the functions that Power and Sail Squadrons perform across the country, in addition to providing several levels of instruction in boating safety for boat owners across the country.
And we should point out, this is the only sanctioned collection in Simcoe County this year.
That's right.
How did it go last year? Did you get a lot of response in the two that you had?
The one we had at Lefroy, the response was pretty good. I think we collected over 1,100 flares.
Wow.
The other one we had was at a small land-based marina or marine store, and that was not very effective.
And it's okay for people to hand these to a fellow boater if they can't make it and they could drop it off? Or
that you need to be a little bit careful with. I wouldn't want an individual at a given marina to collect dozens of expired flares and bring them to the disposal day, only because they might be contravening the act that concerns the transportation of dangerous goods. Okay. It's fine if you bring your own flares, but to collect flares from a number of other people may be in contravention of that act.
And again, the date that's on them is the date they were manufactured. It's 4 years from that point that you have to be concerned about.
So any flare with a manufacturing date of 2013 or earlier is considered expired as of this year.
Good to know. Thanks for coming in.
It was a pleasure being here. Thank you very much for your time.